morning, Lee. How are you, mate?
I loved your report there on last night's Win News, just taking a look back and all the sport, what happened in 2022. Gee, there was a fair bit there.
Yeah, they're always hard to do because you feel like you're going to miss something out. But hopefully, I didn't. And yeah, it's always good taking a trip down memory lane, so I'm glad you enjoyed it, mate.
Yes, you covered it beautifully. I don't think you missed anything there. What would be probably a highlight? Is that too hard of a question to pose?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you can't go past the Jack Jumpers fairy tale run.
Oh, yes.
Pretty amazing that the team can come in from scratch and make the grand final series. I don't think we'll see that again. That was pretty amazing, and obviously had some really good success at the Commonwealth Games, particularly with George Baker and Ariane Titmus with all their gold medals. They were outstanding, the hockey boys, of course. And, that was brilliant. Razor Rob Wilkinson only recently, of course, winning that that world title over in New York in the Professional Fighters League. That was amazing. And the girls, too, winning the WNCL cricket title for the first time was pretty special too, so I feel bad saying all that because there's obviously again stuff I missed out there when there's been so much good stuff that's gone on, but they're probably the ones that spring to mind.
Yeah, it's 12 months to pick from. What about in the Big Bash competition? Let's get to the presents. And last night it was a rain sodden SCG and reduced overs back to 14 a side. And unfortunately, didn't go the way of the Hobart Hurricanes against the Sydney Sixers.
No, disappointing, wasn't it? Obviously had a really good win in Launceston a few nights earlier. But yeah, unfortunately, 6-run loss in that rain reduced game in the end, 14 overs each. The Sixers, 6 for 137 from there, 14 overs, and they were led by Josh Phillippe, who was brilliant with 43. It was great to see Paddy Dooley be able to back it up from his heroics in Launceston with 2 for 19 from his 3 overs, and Shadab Khan, too, also got a couple of wickets, one to Jimmy Neesham from his solitary over. But, yeah, unfortunately, in reply, we couldn't get the job done with the bat. Now 14 overs. Best of the batters for us was Asif Ali with 41 off 13. That was a pretty good strike rate there for Pakistani, 415. But, yeah, unfortunately, we just fell short, which was a little disappointing. So we come back now for a game back here in Tassie tomorrow, Christmas Eve game against the Melbourne Renegades, and they'll be a tough challenge as well, given they haven't lost a game so far to start the tournament from their 3 starts.
That match starts at 3:30, so today we've got the Melbourne Stars and Perth Scorchers going around, and tonight Brisbane Heat up against the Adelaide Strikers. And still on crickets as we get all the preparations ahead of the Boxing Day test match, and it appears that Josh Hazlewood is firming up to ramp up whether he's going to be in the starting 11. It'd be unlucky for someone like Scott Boland, who hasn't done a foot wrong, and Scott Boland has bowled so well so far this summer and also 12 months ago against England.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, isn't it? But hopefully we just see a decent game play, because it's obviously been a pretty poor start to the series with those couple against the West Indies that didn't go anywhere. And then last start too, obviously, it was pretty disappointing at the Gabba with that pitch up there. So just hoping for a really good game, and it's not over in the first couple of days. But yeah, big call for the selectors.
Yeah, it was rated below average, as we can imagine, by the ICC after that test ended in less than 2 days. Wow. What about the NBL last night? The Jack Jumpers was redemption to the home team back at My State Bank Arena last night, and way too good for the Illawarra Hawks.
Yeah, they were, and to be expected almost, because we heard pre-game that the Hawks were losing both of their star imports, which doesn't help a team that's already on the bottom of the ladder. So probably the result we all expected in the end, but one the JJ's needed as well. They'd been obviously lost a few at home this year, which was such a fortress for us last year, and been pretty good on the road. Dropped the last one against the Adelaide 36ers back on Monday night, but no, good confidence booster. I think that takes us back to 9 wins, 8 losses for the season, and then we've got another home game coming up on Boxing Day against New Zealand. That'll be a really tough one for us, because they're going pretty well in 2022-23, and they've beaten us twice already over the ditch, so we are one back here, and looking forward to that one, Lee. It'll be good. But yeah, good evening performance last night. Milton Dorr was named player of the game, but good contributions from the whole team, I thought.
The story of the week has been the soccer, the World Cup, big win to Argentina, and there was a fair bit going on last weekend in Melbourne too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was horrible scenes in Melbourne, wasn't it? Especially after all the good the Socceroos had done in the weeks leading up. It's something you don't want to see, that's for sure. But yeah, well done to Argentina, so that was a magnificent win, clearly. Are outstanding, and it was just good. The Socceroos got beaten by France and Argentina. They two teams got through to the final, obviously, so that was something to hang our hat on. And just quickly, too, some breaking news this morning. Well, obviously, a lot of talk about Tassie's AFL push, and the business case has been released for a stadium at Macquarie Point, or the sports and arts entertainment precinct that the government's telling us it's going to be, which is exciting. And it's been revised after that meeting between the Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe and Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, yesterday. The business case details that the stadium won't cost $750 million, it'll be $715 million, so it's
right,
a little less than we thought. That means the breakdown will look like $375 million from the Tasmanian government, which they committed a while ago, $15 million from the AFL, $85 million from private or land sale or lease for commercial use. And that means the feds would only be required to stump up $240 million. So that's a lot less than the $375 million that we thought they might have to come up with. So that's some pretty good news to wake up on this Friday morning. Obviously, still a bit of work to do to get that funding over the line, but we know that a Tassie AFL team hinges on that stadium being built. So no doubt this will be a bit of a talking point as it goes on, but good to have some clear facts on the table now of what to be expected.
No doubt that'll be front and square on your show tomorrow morning from 10, the Water Boys.
Yeah, it'll be a talking point, absolutely, no doubt about that. It's our final show of the year, as we mentioned, so we'll also take a trip down memory lane and have a look back at some of the big events. All three of us are in the studio tomorrow too, which will be interesting, Blair Brown, Mr. Cam Brown and myself. So, we haven't done that this year, so it'll be good to have us all there. Also going to be joined by Paddy Dooley from the Hurricanes, which is great, the new Cold Heroes, and he's going to dial in and talk to us about this game coming up on Christmas Eve tomorrow against the Melbourne Renegades. Also, Simon Brookhouse from the Jack Jumpers will join us, the CEO. Mark Richards, who's the skipper of Wild Oats in the Sydney Hobart. So obviously one of the maxis going around this year. So great to have Rico on the show as well. Plus, we're in negotiations to get Santa Claus on the line as well, which will be really interesting.
Fantastic.
What these fellas got for us on Christmas Eve. So looking forward to that.
Oh, there you go. The three of you in the studio for the first time of the year, all together at once, and Santa Claus. I don't know, the mind boggles.
That does, doesn't it? I'm as worried as you are.
Looking forward to the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. That puts a full stop, I think, to the sport for the year. And speaking of which, I'd like to thank you once again for your input over 2022. You're so professional. You bring us up to date like you've done this morning, even on our last catch-up with the situation on the football in Hobart and the ground situation. So I'd like to wish you, your family and everyone, the Water Boys, all the very best over the festive season. Drive safely, take care, and we look forward to catching up with you for a brand new year in late January, Brent.
Oh, thanks, Lee. Yeah, that's really nice, mate. And love catching up with you on a Friday. It's one of the highlights of my week, chatting sport with you. So all the best to you and your family for Christmas, mate. And I can't wait to catch up in the new year.